Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Sunday, September 15th, is the third Sunday in Advent 2024. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis makes yet another appeal for peace during his visit to the French island of Corsica. In his address to the Congress on Popular Religiosity, the Pope says popular piety fosters evangelization and community. And the Holy Father concludes his lightning visit to Corsica with Mass in the capital, Ajaccio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Francis on Sunday renewed his urgent appeal for peace in the world with a prayer to the Virgin Mary, or Madonnuccia, as she is affectionately known to Corsicans. As Linda Bardoni reports, the Holy Father raised his prayer from the French island of Corsica during a one-day apostolic visit.
From this island of the Mediterranean, Pope Francis said on Sunday, "We raise a plea for peace, peace for all the lands that face this sea, especially for the Holy Land, where Mary gave birth to Jesus."
Specialmente per la terra santa, dove Maria ha dato la luce Gesù.
The Pope's tireless appeal for peace came as he addressed the bishops, clergy and religious of the French island of Corsica, where he's spending the day to participate in a conference, celebrate Holy Mass and meet with the faithful.
Pace per la Palestina.
Peace for Palestine, for Israel, for Lebanon, for Syria, for the entire Middle East. Peace in tormented Myanmar, he prayed.
Pace nel Myanmar.
And yet again, he turned his attention to the war in Ukraine, where fighting has been raging for over 1,000 days since Russia's full-blown invasion of the country in February 2022. May the Holy Mother of God obtain the long-awaited peace for the Ukrainian people and the Russian people, the Pope said.
Per il popolo ucraino e il popolo russo.
They are brothers. Cousins,
sono fratelli, no padre, sono cugini.
Let them come to an understanding.
Ma che si intendano. La pace.
War, he reiterated, is always a defeat.
Sempre è una sconfitta.
The Pope also asked for prayers for the victims of a cyclone that struck the Mayotte archipelago in the past hours.
Che nelle ore scorse ha colpito l'arcipelago di Mayotte.
I am spiritually close, he said, to those who have been affected by this tragedy. At least 11 people were killed overnight on Saturday after a cyclone slammed into Mayotte, the most intense storm to hit the French Indian Ocean archipelago north of Madagascar in nearly a century. Cyclone Kidor swept through Mayotte, bringing winds of more than 200 kilometres per hour and damaging makeshift housing, government buildings and a hospital. I'm Linda Bordoni.
The Holy Father voiced his appeals during his visit in Corsica with bishops, priests, seminarians and religious men and women. In his address to the group in Corsica, Pope Francis reminded them that it is important that they not only take care of themselves, but also others, which means forgiving always. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
Corsica's bishops, priests, deacons, religious, and seminarians gathered in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Assumption on this Sunday to join Pope Francis in the recitation of the Angelus. The Pope thanked those present for their daily efforts, even amidst the challenges. And among these challenges, the Pope recognized the struggle of spreading the gospel today in Europe, where resources are few, numbers are small, and society is often indifferent. However, Pope Francis described this poverty as a blessing, as it strips us of the pretense that we succeed by our own efforts. And in this way, he reminded all those present that it's not about me, but about God. And this humility, he stressed, keeps the focus on Christ, who works through what we have to offer. He then urged each person present to ask themselves, how am I living my priesthood, my consecration, my life as a disciple?
Da parte mia vorrei lasciarvi un duplice invito. Avere cura di voi.
Pope then went on to invite those gathered to focus on two types of care for oneself and care for others. In reminding people to care for themselves, the Pope described the religious vocation as not being a one-time yes, but rather a daily renewal. He also spoke of the importance of balancing life well so as not to burn out. He said you need time for rest, dialogue, and even personal interests, adding that fraternity, too, is vital.
La seconda cosa, avere cura degli altri.
Speaking then of the people they serve, Pope Francis quoted St. Paul, who said, I will most gladly spend and be spent for you. Evangelization, the Pope noted, requires faith, creativity, and courage to reassess old methods and embrace new ways to meet people where they are. But above all, he added, it's about encounter, bringing Christ's hope to the suffering, the lost, all those who yearn for meaning. This means embracing compassion and forgiveness, particularly in the sacrament of reconciliation. And speaking of forgiveness, the Pope urged them, please forgive always. Forgive everything and always, he stressed.
Care sorelle, cari fratelli, vi ringrazio di cuore.
Bringing his address to a close, Pope Francis invoked the Virgin Mary, or the Madonnuccia, as she's known locally, before leading the congregation the recitation of the Marian prayer.
Angelus Domini, nunciavit Maria.
Pope Francis' apostolic journey to Corsica began Sunday morning at the capital, Ajaccio's Napoleon Bonaparte Airport, where the Holy Father was welcomed by a delegation of religious and civil authorities, including the Apostolic Nuncio to France, Archbishop Celestino Migliore. For his first stop on the island, the Holy Father chose to visit the 6th century Baptistry of St. John, which was discovered in 2005 during excavations by a group from the National Institute for Preventive Archaeological Research prior to the construction of a parking lot and a building. Associated with the first cathedral of Ajaccio, this baptistry consists of a large cross-shaped basin and a smaller cylindrical basin, the latter perhaps intended for the washing of the catechumens' feet before the rite of baptism. An antiquarium inspired by that of Seville surrounds the baptistry and the basin with a curved 8-meter diameter display case. Thanks to specially designed lighting, visitors can admire these remains up close both day and night. Many people lined the streets or appeared on balconies to welcome the Pope as he began his 47th apostolic visit abroad, and a group of faithful waited him in front of the baptistry, where a little boy read the recitation of the Creed. The Pope's visit to the baptistry took place on his way to the Conference on Popular Piety in the Mediterranean, the main point of his visit to the nation. The event brought together bishops, academics, and representatives from the various countries that surround the Mediterranean to share the richness of popular faith and piety in the region. In his keynote remarks, Pope Francis highlighted the importance of these practices as a means of fostering evangelization in our increasingly secularized societies and communities. Lisa Zingarini has the story.
Far from being an obsolete folkloristic expression, popular piety can be a powerful means for evangelization today, fostering community and belonging. Addressing the Congress on Popular Piety in Ajaccio, Pope Francis reiterated that the active evangelization power of these practices should not be underestimated and called for a constructive dialogue between Christian and secular cultures. The Pope observed how for centuries the Christian faith shaped the lives of peoples of the Mediterranean, though today European societies are becoming increasingly indifferent to God. This, however, should not be framed as a clash between Christian and secular cultures. Instead, the Pope remarked, it is important to acknowledge a mutual openness between these two horizons. In this context, Pope Francis continued, we can appreciate the importance of popular piety, which allows people, whether deeply devout or on the periphery of faith, to connect with their spiritual roots. By expressing faith through simple gestures and a symbolic language rooted in the culture of the people, the Pope argued, it can strengthen the relationship with the Church and often becomes an occasion for encounter and cultural exchange. Pope Francis then touched on the positive impact of these religious practices on society by fostering an authentic faith which is not reduced to a private affair but is committed to the common good.
La pietà popolare dirà una cittadinanza costruttiva.
Popular piety, he argued, strengthens the communal fabric of society and nurtures constructive citizenship, enabling collaboration with secular institutions. This constructive cooperation, he said, is an example of a healthy secularity that prevents the politicization of religion while ensuring that politics is informed by ethical and spiritual values.
La sana laicità è necessaria.
Concluding, Pope Francis encouraged the Catholic community in Corsica to continue cultivating its religious traditions and the existing dialogue between the church and secular institutions. I am Lisa Zingarini.
And finally, as our broadcast goes out this Sunday afternoon, Pope Francis is presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in Ajaccio's Place de Austerlitz. Drawing from the words of St. John the Baptist, who proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, Pope Francis invited all present to embrace the message of spiritual renewal and conversion. Francesca Merlo has this report.
During Mass in this Advent season, Pope Francis reflected on the question posed to John the Baptist, "What then should we do?" urging us to examine our actions and attitudes in preparation for the Lord's arrival. He highlighted that this question came not from the righteous, but from those often considered outsiders, tax collectors and soldiers, people seeking to change their lives. They were ready to embrace transformation, drawing closer to Christ's call. The Pope reminded the faithful that the gospel stirs the conscience, especially of the vulnerable, offering salvation rather than condemnation. He emphasized that the invitation to conversion is open to all, regardless of past failings, and that we are all called to ask, "What then should we do this Advent, preparing our hearts for Christ's coming?" Pope Francis described two attitudes towards waiting for the Messiah, one rooted in suspicion and anxiety, and the other in joyful expectation. He warned that focusing too much on worldly concerns leads to distrust and anxiety, preventing us from experiencing joy. The remedy, he said, is found in faith and prayer. In contrast, joyful expectation is rooted in Christian hope, which is solid and lasting, not fleeting. The Pope recalled Zephaniah's words, urging the people to rejoice because the Lord is in their midst, bringing victory and salvation. He explained that this joy doesn't ignore life's hardships, but offers strength and peace through God's presence. Bringing his homily to a close, Pope Francis acknowledged the charitable work of the local community, urging them to continue serving the needy. He called for peace and hope, especially for those preparing baptism, and reminded everyone that joy in Christ sustains us in every affliction, helping us work for peace and justice despite the world's challenges. I am Francesca Merlo.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For complete coverage on the Pope's visit to Corsica, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va, as well as our Facebook, X, and Instagram accounts. Many thanks go to our technicians in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.